In this video, we are going to discuss the morality of voting. I know that this is a very sensitive topic for many people, and so I'd like to make two disclaimers. If this is the first time that you're hearing about these moral principles, don't let the way that you voted in the past impact your future. Second, if anything that I say pricks your conscience, ask yourself, am I more committed to Jesus Christ and His church or to a political party and/or candidate? When discussing morality, we have to keep three things in mind: the object or the act itself, the intention that you have, and the circumstance surrounding that act. If one of these is evil, then the morality of the entire act becomes evil. When you're considering the morality of voting, we're really gonna have to pay attention to the circumstance. We have a moral obligation to vote. This obligation is rooted in our responsibility to promote good, uphold good, and ultimately to limit evil. When voting, we have to make well-informed decisions. We shouldn't vote for somebody based on their name, their race, their sex. We should recognize that there are moral consequences to our choices and make informed decisions. So not all issues are created equally. The most important issues revolve around the fundamental meaning and dignity of human life and our unalienable human rights. There are certain issues that we can consider non-negotiable. All of these have to do with the dignity of human life and the building blocks of society, for which no Catholic, no follower of Christ, and really anybody who thinks rationally can support or vote for. So there are commonly five non-negotiable issues. There can be more. These are considered the most important because these have to do with human life, the dignity of human life, the value of human life. I can't go into all of them fully. I'm going to go over them briefly to the best of my ability. I am not going to sugarcoat this. I'm going to tell you exactly what this is, because a lot of times in our public discourse, we use language to disguise culture of death type stuff. So first and foremost is abortion. What is abortion? It's not the terminating of a pregnancy. It's not removing a clump of cells. No, it's the killing of an innocent baby, an innocent, vulnerable baby with dignity, with a purpose. This is a human before, during, and after delivery. That being said, if you have had an abortion, for whatever reason, I encourage you to seek forgiveness and healing from a God who loves you. Second, embryonic stem cell research. Now, stem cell research is not all bad. There are some good stem cell research, such as those that use the umbilical cord. But embryonic is the evil one. Why embryonic? Embryonic means doing research on human lives. Yeah. They're little human lives, but they're still human lives. They still have a future. They still have a dignity. They still have a purpose. The third non-negotiable issue is human cloning. This goes along with embryonic stem cell research. Human life is not some part of a manufacturing process where people are brought into life and killed and experimented upon by scientists. The fourth non-negotiable is euthanasia. People will call it mercy killing. I'm being merciful. It's not merciful to murder somebody because they're weak or they're sick or they're old. That's not mercy. When people need love, when people need attention, when people need care, that's not the time to tell them your life has no meaning, you have no purpose, you're better off dead, let me kill you. The fifth non-negotiable is probably the most controversial for many people, and that is same-sex marriage. Now, I want to be clear, this is not discrimination, and we need to be loving and respectful to people who have same-sex attractions, but we need to be very clear. Questions about sexual morality are at their heart questions about the meaning and the dignity of human life. If human life is special, if human life is sacred, and it is, then the sex that makes that life is also special and also sacred. So what is marriage? Marriage is the coming together of one man and one woman. They make vows and promises of fidelity till death do you part. And then those vows, that promise is consummated, that promise is ratified in the sexual union. The sexual union between a man and a woman is the sign of the vows. The word becomes flesh, so to speak. Two people of the same sex cannot be married because they cannot love through the body the same way that two people of the opposite sex can. That is not meant to be discriminatory. That is not meant to be hateful or harmful. It's just the facts of biology. The complementarity of the sexes goes beyond just the physical body. It also goes psychologically, spiritually, and emotionally. So that new life that is possible from a man and a woman, that sacred bond that they have at marriage, is the beginning of the family. The family is the building block of society. Society is made up by families. There are other non-negotiable issues, such as the rights of parents to educate their children, such as the right to religious freedom. Whenever people are forced to pay for other people's contraceptives, that is an attack on religious freedom. Being forced to pay for other people's abortions, that is an attack on religious freedom. In states like California, we see attacks on religious freedom. There are other important rights that we all have, and the most important right is the right to be alive. It's important that I say that to be pro-life does not end at the abortion clinic. To be pro-life means to do the best we can to support single mothers, to support children through adoption, to support immigrant children, to support people at all stages of their life. But again, John Paul II, a great philosopher, has said, all of these other rights are just an illusion if the right to life is not upheld and defended. So now, when it comes to actually voting, the only time you could vote for somebody who supports abortion is if both candidates support abortion. And you're going to do the best you can using your human reason to limit that evil. If you have two politicians, one supports abortion on demand as a human right paid for by the citizens, is for embryonic stem cell research, for euthanasia, for same-sex marriage. And another one says abortion is illegal except in cases of rape or incest. Not perfect, because we're pro-life. That means you support all human innocent life. What is your choice there? I have to choose the one that's going to limit evil. Now you might say, I really can't do that. I really can't do that. Can I go third party? You have to ask yourself the question, is voting for a third party candidate who you know is not going to win, is that going to promote good and limit evil? So we have to ask ourselves these questions. It's unfortunate we do not live in a perfect society. Our candidates are not perfect, and their political parties that they represent certainly are not perfect. But we have to do our research, not just to the candidate, but also for the party and the platform that they represent. I'm filming this on the 4th of July. I'm currently standing in front of one of the largest abortion facilities in the entire United States. We pride ourselves in saying that we believe that all men are created equal. Well, there's a battle going on in this nation, and it involves the dignity of every human person. In many states across this nation, we're making massive pro-life victories where abortion is being banned. And at the same time, there are states that are expanding the murdering of unborn children, even to the point of delivery. There are politicians who promise that if they are elected, that they'll get rid of all of these pro-life victories. It's critically important now more than ever that we pray, that we fast, and we vote. God bless you, God love you, and God bless America.